dictation by Dr. Sharon Armesa, MD, is patient Peter Loveless, last name L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S, first name Peter. This is a tremor stress echocardiogram, file Streco space Loveless space P. Tremor stress echocardiogram, date of examination 3/21/22, referring physician Michelle Messiano, MP, performing physician Sharon Armesa, MD, new paragraph clinical indication, 61-year-old male with history of CAD status post-PCI and history of hypertension. For stress test on medication, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, sinus rhythm, IVCD, poor R-wave progression, consider anteroceptable and MI of indeterminate age, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 126 over 70, baseline heart rate, 56 beats per minute, parentheses, intermittent sinus bradycardia, around 54 beats per minute noted on the monitor, close parentheses, period. The patient went tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 136, parentheses, 86% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 190 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 25840, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress or the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had baseline prehypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress on medication. The patient had baseline borderline sinus bradycardia with a mildly attenuated heart rate response to stress, with just being able to attain over 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. Somewhat improved from his prior stress test, which was submaximal. The patient had a final blood pressure of 122 over 70 and a heart rate of 84 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Impression normal ECG portion, tremor stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate. Make sure the ECG starts out sinus rhythm, IVCD. I just want to make sure it's IVCD before it says poor R-wave progression. To continue where I was. The patient underwent a tremor stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Power sternal long axis, power sternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, tremor stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of tremor stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comparable to his prior stress test. 4. The patient had baseline prehypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, with ineffective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had baseline borderline sinus bradycardia with a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise, with just being able to attain 85% maximum predicted, over 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity, but with some improvement in mild chronotropic incompetence compared to his prior stress test. 5, a VPC was noted 2 minutes into recovery. An isolated VPC was noted 2 minutes into recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Please add that sentence, an isolated VPC was noted 2 minutes into the recovery, in the above paragraph that be preceding the sentence, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. To continue, 6, normal echocardiographic portion of tremolo stress echocardiogram to 86% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, including the territory of his prior PCI, normal augmentation of wall motion to exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.